Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Sheni B'Shabbat, the second day of the week, and in the second Aliyah of Parshat Ekev, we have 13 psukim in this Aliyah, in this Parsha, in the whole Sefer. Moshe continues his final speech to Bnei Yisrael, and this Aliyah specifically, Moshe warns Bnei Yisrael that they must be very, very careful, that the wealth that they experience in the desert and that they will experience and receive in Eretz Canaan must not lead them to forget that it was Hashem who gave them that wealth, not their own powers, not their own talents, etc. Now, once again, in our Aliyah, Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael about the dangers of forgetting that it is Hashem who is the source of all goodness that has come to them and will come to them, Emir Hashem. However, we must ask a couple of questions on these psukim. First of all, throughout the beginning of Perek Chet, Moshe says again and again, safeguard and keep the entire Torah. Remember the entire journey along which HaKadosh Baruch Hu led you these 40 years in the desert. Keep the mitzvah, don't forget Hashem, etc. And with all of these warnings and admonitions, what is Moshe adding at the end of the section? In Perek Chet, Pasuk Yudtet, Moshe says, in the name of Hashem, V'haya, im shachoach tishkach et Hashem Elokecha, v'halachta acharei Elohim acherim, v'avadtam, v'ishtachavita lahem, ha'idoti bachem ayom, ki avod tovedun. Moshe says, in the name of Hashem, if you ever forget Hashem and you follow other gods, worship them, bow down to them, says Hashem, I bear witness to you today that you will be totally destroyed, chas v'shalom. So I understand the second half of the pasuk. We haven't heard in this section about a punishment. So we do, unfortunately, need to hear this. What happens if, God forbid, we do forget Hashem? But what is the first part of the pasuk? What is that adding? V'haya, im shachoach tishkach et Hashem elokecha. We heard that already. And we can ask a second question. The Medrash in Vayikra Rabba Parsha Yud Aleph Piska Zayin and elsewhere. The Medrash says that the word v'haya always introduces something happy in Tanakh, a joyous thing. V'haya im shamo. Moa tishmeun, etc. So if so, we have to ask on this pasuk, v'haya im shachoach tishkach et Hashem elokecha, where is the joy, God forbid, in forgetting Hashem? The Ruzhin Rebbe, or Yisrael Friedman of Ruzhin, who died in 1850, asks these questions and answers in the most beautiful, following most beautiful way. He did not write any Sfarim, but his son, Rav Avram Yaakov Friedman, compiled many of his ideas in a sefer called Irin Kadishin, and this idea is found in that sefer, not here, but in Parshat Kitavo. The Ruziner understands the pasuk in a way that does indeed add a new additional element to this episode. He understands the pasuk in the following way. V'haya im shachoach. In other words, im shachoach, if you forget the v'haya. V'haya im shachoach. If you forget to be joyful. If you forget the midah of simcha. If you forget the v'haya, which refers to joy. Then, God forbid, Tishkach et Hashem Elokecha, you will inadvertently forget Hashem. You can do all the mitzvos in the Torah, but that's not enough. They have to be done with simcha, with joy, with happiness, with feelings of Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. I'm the luckiest person in the world that I get to do this. It's not a burden, God forbid. It's a great privilege. It's a zechut, not only for myself in terms of reward, but in terms of serving Hashem and getting closer to Hashem. Without joy, it's hard for a person to love and appreciate what Hashem does for us. How can I appreciate Hashem and His gifts if I look at the Torah and the mitzvos as burdens, God forbid? If you forget the v'haya in your life, that will inevitably and unintentionally cause you, God forbid, to tishkach et Hashem Elokecha. And that can lead, God forbid, to what we're going to hear in a number of prakim at the end of the tochacha in Parshat Kitavo in Perek Chaf Chet Pasuk Mem Zayin. That punishments come, God forbid, tachat asher lo avadta et Hashem Elokecha besimcha, God forbid, because we didn't serve Hashem besimcha. because we didn't serve Hashem out of a recognition how lucky we are, fortunate that we are, Ashreinu, Matov Chalkeinu, lucky, fortunate that we can do these mitzvos. If we don't have that in mind, God forbid, that can lead to Tishkach et Hashem Elokecha. May we be zoche to serve Hashem, God willing, b'simcha. Have an amazing day, everyone.